This is the Real BS Show, for sure.
That's right.
For different. Let's be different today.
A little bit of bossa nova with some early
instead
stuff.
Instead of the three chords and the verse, chorus, lead, all that jazz, let's do songs that are different.
Different. Yeah.
You might never have heard before for a reason. So, we got to mix it up. Jeez, oh, man. Okay, this here is this is an old one here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear Jethro Tull, see what he's got.
Happy and I'm smiling, walk a mile to drink your water. You know I love to love you, and about you there's no other. We'll go walking out while others shout of water.
BS Show, we're back. You know, it's one of those days. You know, it's been really nice for the past few days. I mean, that's our weather report.
Yeah, it's kind of hot. Every time I got to split wood, it gets hot.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I quit taking my blood pressure medicine?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, geez, it was killing me.
Yeah,
I just had to quit it. I got some beet pills instead, some beet capsules or something like that. And my blood pressure's gone up, but not too terrible. Yeah. And I'll keep working at it. So,
yeah, don't.
I can't eat them pills, man. It was just killing me. My back was just crunching.
Maybe you just need to talk to your doctor about finding a different one.
I hate talking to them guys. They want to send you up to the hospital for a scan every time anything.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want to go up there.
I got a hangnail scan.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not confident. The guy, my doctor he's a Bob Dylan fan, so. I mean, he's okay guy, and he's easy to talk to, but he just doesn't listen.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know what it is. There's something missing there. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
He wears jeans, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe he knows a little bit about jeans, you know? Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know.
I wouldn't want to be a doctor because, you know, in my field, what I do for a living, you always have to keep updated on the latest things. But a doctor, man, it's really hard to stay up to date on the latest.
I asked him, I said, don't you got any kind of pills that are natural, you know, instead of this Chinese chemical company crap that I mean, the names on those bottles, you can't even pronounce.
Oh, that's Latin. Yeah, it's Latin and Greek.
Holy smokes.
It's one of those things that, yeah, there's a lot of medication that does have benefits, but every medication, even like Advil or ibuprofen or, you know, Tylenol, they all have side effects to them if you take too much of them or too long or... You know, it's even like if you drink too much water, you can actually get sick from it, you know, because, you know, there's too much of a good thing. The dose is the poison, you know, the dose makes the poison. That's what they say.
It's like I'm not supposed to drink Coca-Cola. Yeah. What the heck? I can't quit Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Just start drinking the Mexican Coca-Cola.
It's like I'm addicted to it. You know, I can't stop.
This is where, Bill, I'm going to say that's your version of coffee.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm not gonna stop drinking
78% sugar or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Another Jethro Tull song coming up.
Yeah, we can do that. All right. You know, we got some Jethro Tull here and a few other bands that kind of like a blues rock kind of thing going on. I don't know.
You're in charge of that one. You got all the.
I kind of went through the
experimental music kind of stuff.
You know, I started thinking like, what songs would Bill like? You know, I started thinking about that.
Well, that's a hard question.
Yeah, this is a really tough one because, you know, you could throw some at Bill and he likes them. And I thought, oh, he likes that song. But then another one, I thought, wow, this would be really intricate. And he goes, oh, that's, you know, too fancy.
Too boring or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, that's how it goes. Yeah. Hit or miss. You know, that's okay. You don't
think about it. If I had to play it, you know, then.
Right.
What would it be like?
You know? It'd be kind of fun playing kind of song. There's also like, you know, everyone has their music taste and I respect that. I don't make fun of people for liking genres or anything, except for if it's like wallet chain country. I have a problem with that. But that's a different story. But honestly, we all have our tastes and that's okay. You know,
well, like the last show, all those worst songs.
Yeah, that was on purpose. That was on purpose.
Jeez, that was awful.
We had to get that out of the system, Bill. We know that it was not good. We had to get it out of our system.
Well, if you missed the last show, you didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny polka dot bikini and all that crap. Oh, jeez.
Mine was yummy, yummy, yummy. I'm like thinking, wow, someone wrote that. Someone wrote that, sat down and wrote that song. And made millions on it. And then, meanwhile, you got bands like Jethro Tull that don't make millions like that. And, hey, I don't know.
Who buys that stuff? Who pays money to pay?
It's pop music, Bill. You know?
Man.
You know?
It's the same way you go into McDonald's and it's like, you know, oh, just the music is awful.
All you have to do is go watch Teletubbies and realize that millions of people watch that TV show. It was kids watching it and... It's the most mundane, idiotic thing ever, watching the Teletubbies. And
I've never had that experience.
Just get on YouTube and search Teletubbies and you'll be blown away.
I don't want to.
Hey,
you know what? I went to, where'd I go? I got up and I went down early to Walmart. Yeah. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning or something. There was hardly anybody there. That was right off the bat. I said, oh, this is going to be good. And I walked in there and there was no music whatsoever, nothing.
Yeah, quiet hours.
Yeah, I said, what happened to the disco rap crap that you usually play? And he said, oh no, this is seniors till 10 o'clock. It's silent for the seniors. I said, oh, I'm coming here every morning from now on. No more of that later in the day stuff. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
What nonsense! Jeez, McDonald's the same way.
Yeah,
you know just. Who'd we hear today?
Madonna.
Madonna. Jeez. I wonder if anybody does her songs.
I can't
imagine any band trying to learn her songs and play them at a bar someplace.
There might be a few, you know.
Ooh, man. It's awful. Jeez.
I just look at, you know, there's weird things in this world.
No wonder the country's health is going down the toilet.
Have you seen pictures of Madonna recently?
No.
She went overboard on plastic surgery, and it's so sickening. It's like she has body dysmorphia or something where she keeps on getting plastic surgery to keep on looking young. And she's not getting, you know, you look at some of these people that were really famous, and they kind of embraced being old, you know?
Every week there's more people dying.
Yeah.
You know, famous kind of people. You know, Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys, died.
Yeah, he did. He was the mastermind behind the Beach Boys.
There was one other one that, fairly famous person. I can't remember who.
I personally liked Brian Wilson. He was very
Was quiet and background kind of guy.
You know? Great songwriter.
Yeah.
Great at harmonies and melodies. He just was an overall great musician.
Yeah. I never bought any of their music, but...
Yeah, it's kind of pop music.
I mean, back even in the 60s, it was...
But he made the whole pop genre, in my opinion. They made it what it is, and everyone's just been following it since, you know? It's not, you know, what he did was revolutionized. It was kind of like what the Beatles did, you know? And
I heard Paul McCartney say that the guy was a genius. So, for whatever reason, I mean, he was doing something right.
Oh.
So, anyways, I don't know. You play something you want to play.
All right.
And we'll see what happens.
All right, sounds good. Show that was Jethro Tull, song for Jeffrey.
I never heard that one before.
Yeah,
and I heard a lot of their stuff.
Very unique band. They were definitely, they had some psychedelic side to them that I can't explain. I don't know.
They had that guy that stood on one foot and played the flute.
Yeah. That's the only rock band I can think of that has a flute in it, you know. He's good.
He's a lead flute player.
He's very good. He's very good. It matches their music, you know. The next one is one I found, I don't know, I'll say a week ago, kind of blew me away a little bit. They're different sound. And I kind of like the vibe. I don't know.
I like the bass parts. I didn't really listen to much of it. But
the bass parts are good. The rest of the band sounds tight. They're a little bit different, and that's okay.
Usually you get good instruments and the vocals are kind of nasty. They're not as good as they should be. But
I think they're one of the songs here. I can't remember which one it is. They use a megaphone and it sounds weird because it sounds like he's far away, but he's not. But yeah, interesting band, you know. And I thought, why not give a little spotlight? They have a lot of hits. I didn't even know they existed. You know, I probably ran across them.
I never heard of them.
You know, I probably ran across them a few times. But there's so many bands out there. It's really hard to, like, keep up to date on these all these bands. Because, you know, I'm sure there's a point in your life where you kind of checked out a little bit. Like,
Definitely. Yeah. About the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, that's enough of this.
Yeah, and then for me, it was probably mid-2000s, I think. You know, I kind of, like, disconnected. Just listen to the music I listen to, which happened to be the 90s, which is very funny.
I quit, you started.
Yeah, that's right. I was like, that was my decade. That's when I kind of like, yeah, this stuff jams. I was heavily influenced by it. And there's some of the songs from the 90s I played that you kind of liked, you know, like Alice in Chains. You liked
that? Well, there's good and bad right. In every dynasty, I guess you'd say.
It just shows that there's talent in everything. I mean, you can find, I'm sure, certain genres that you don't like, and you might find somebody that you might like. Yeah. You don't know. It's kind of like coffee. You don't like coffee, but there might be a coffee that you enjoy, you know?
No.
I'm not trying to force coffee.
I tried a lot of different stuff with it, yeah. I eat coffee grounds.
Yeah,
that was it. I kind of like those. My mom
would be really?
Grinding up stuff, and I'd eat the coffee grounds, that was kind of, just puts them on my tongue.
I'm not a coffee snob, but I will say I do freshly ground my coffee.
I like the smell, too.
Yeah, it's really nice. And I make my coffee fresh every morning, and it's a routine. I wake up, I look forward to it. It's just a refreshing thing to sit down and have a cup of coffee and let it cool off a little bit. I don't like it too hot. And
that's probably bad for your health, too.
And it don't matter to me. I'm going to do it regardless of what a doctor says. I do restrict myself. I don't have coffee after noon. When noon hits, no more coffee for me because I won't sleep at night.
Oh.
I'll be up till 4 o'clock. I'm not joking. Oh. I've been there. It's not fun because then, let's say something really important is going on the next day, you're screwed, you know.
You got a coffee hangover?
I'd have a coffee hangover, basically. I'd be so sleep deprived.
Well, maybe that's why I don't drink it. I don't know. I just never liked it. Never. Yeah. Never.
You don't like milk either, do you?
I quit that if you... Well,
you're like, that's baby stuff.
A year ago or something. There's something didn't add up right there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I will admit, I'm a dairy person. I love my dairy products. I like my cottage cheese. I like my yogurt. I like my butter. Oh, my gosh, ice cream. You name it. That's probably why I'm fat.
You see that? Cows out there sloshing around in their own crap.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was on a dairy farm. When I was, you know, 10 and up to like 16, I worked on a dairy farm, my grandfather's dairy farm. And you clean the udders before you put the milkers on, you know. You have to clean those teats. That's what the term is, teats. You know.
Well, I don't know. I just, something's not right about
it. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. Maybe almond milk or something like that. That makes sense.
You might like oat milk. It's really delicious.
I don't know. Never.
To me, oat milk is probably, of all the plant-based versions of milk, oat milk is closest to milk in texture, if that makes sense. It tastes really good, too. It's really sweet.
I don't know.
So, I don't know. It's always worth trying out.
Something about almonds that attracts me, I kind of like, but... I don't buy it. I just don't buy any of that stuff.
It takes a gallon of water, 1 gallon of water to make one almond nut.
Whatever that means.
1 gallon of water helps one almond nut grow. That's a lot of water.
Huh. They must urinate a lot.
I know, right?
All right, let's get back to the whatever.
Yeah, enough pissing around.
Different kind of music.
Yeah, Big Sugar.
Now, I like some of the bass parts and stuff like that, but, you know, I'm not sure about the rest of it, so.
This next song is really, this could be your motto.
Educate me.
This next one could be your motto. It says, better get used to it.
Better get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the time you're used to it, you kick off.
Yeah, right.
They'll be planting you with Brian Wilson.
Yeah, right. All right, here it is.
Okay.
She cured me of all that. She's a health adult.
Back at you on a
Thursday.
Kind of rainy Thursday.
Yeah, it's starting to rain.
Run home, cover up the wood.
You know what I saw is that it's supposed to rain for like 7 days almost.
Not again.
Yeah, I know. Jeez. Well, We're due.
Wow. Can't even mow the lawn.
Oh, I need to do that when I get home. I have a back portion of the yard I kept because, here's a big news. We got a rabbit.
Well, you better put your hip boots on because it's going to be wet.
Yeah. It's only a little small portion of the backyard.
Or do you ride your mower?
I know, I push. I like to exercise.
Oh, okay, well. Goulashes something.
Yeah, I have these boots I have. They're really fancy boots for hunting. I wear them sometimes. But, we got a rabbit because, it's a little fun pet to do. They're very sassy
you
animals.
You bought a rabbit?
I didn't buy. My son and his girlfriend bought it. And this thing is sassy, very sassy. And kind of, has an attitude to it. No, it doesn't bite or anything. It's really sweet in that regard. But you give it a ball, it's going to just, throw that ball. It's the most funniest thing in the world. You can give it a toy, and it'll pitch it, and it throws it down a ramp.
Does he fetch it?
She? Yeah, she's not yet. No, she's only 3 months old.
Oh.
But just a sassy rabbit, that's all.
Huh.
Well,
now you got to build a pen or something.
I already got one. I'm working on right now a fence. I'm going to do where you do the furring board.
Give something to dig and crawl under.
Yeah, well, that and also you mow the lawn. I'm going to have 10 rabbits.
Get them to eat the lawn. You won't have to mow it.
That's right. Oh, it already does a good job at that. Huh. I have it out there, and it will munch on the yard. I just got to move it, once in a while. But I can tell you right now, it does not like little kids. It stomps its feet in anger at little kids. So that's kind of like me. Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like, yeah, I know those kids are making too much noise. So I just thought to let you know this young rabbit.
That's when you know you're getting old and grumpy.
Yeah.
you get it like what's it? WC Fields. you get away from me.
It could hear the kids yelling, and it's like stomping his foot, didn't like it. And it's like, I can't stop it. I'm sorry. And besides telling the kids to shut up.
I like W.C. Fields. He says, I'm drunk tonight. And he says, but you're just stupid. He said, tomorrow I'll be sober and you'll still be stupid.
That's a good one.
Very wise old saying.
we should get a bunch of those sometime. Just play those.
Yeah, right. Famous quotes. Okay, well, let's listen to, who is this?
Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of them.
Never met them.
Yeah.
No, all right.
Save me. your life. Don't you let them tell you when to bat your eyes. You're the only one that's gonna sacrifice. Makes no difference if you're right or wrong. I take that route, but I want your little sister by your side. Maybe a little later we can all collide. Do I live in like a rolling stone? Your time on me is wasted time. Your time on me is wasted time. Your time on me is wasted time. Time on me is wasted. Innocent smile, running free. Baby, don't give it like it used to be. Baby, don't give it like it used to be. And show your face, loving in the shot like you got no name. Enough to make a little girl go insane. Be my guest and let it out tonight. Oh, it's okay, I know all about the little games you play. Shaking your apple right in my face. Only when you know that I'm begging for a fight. The time on me is wasted time. The time on me is wasted time. Innocent smile, run out free. Baby, don't give it like it used to be. Baby, don't give it like it used to be. Your mama, I'm gonna get your pa, I'm gonna tell everybody that this is what I saw. So won't you show your face, you little apple shaker. I know the love you give, I know the love you take. And a fair smile, run and free. Baby, don't get it like it used to be. And a fair smile, run and free.
Go.
That's
Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon.
Which means lions.
Lions?
Yeah, in Latin. Leon means Latin. And it means lion in Latin.
Well, there's a helpful note.
Yeah.
You know, learn a little something every day.
Yeah, you know, we think about our ancestors used to have to fight lions off and leopards. Scary. We don't have that anymore, Bill. We're not being chased by
them. All I got still got bears out of my house.
Oh yeah.
Them ain't no fun.
No.
Trust me.
No, they get into your bird feeders.
Hey, I was delivering a load of wood clear down to Cochranton,
yeah,
which is a half-hour drive.
Yeah.
And I took the back road going through, I can't remember the name, a small town. But anyways, I come over a hill, and right standing in the middle of the road and sideways was this, I thought it was a cow at first, and I got a little closer. And it was a giant bear.
Male, probably? Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
Hey, what's your gender?
He was black bear. And black bears don't usually get that big, but he was big.
Sounds like a male, yeah.
Oh, was he big? And then I beeped the horn, and then, you know, and he's turned around and just jumped into the woods and took off down through the woods. Not fast, but he got out of the way.
Yeah.
But holy smokes, I never seen a bear that big.
I remember the one when you had your house in Canada Lake. You had a bear. The bear's going around eating the bird feeders.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of bears down there. Those black bears.
Yeah, those bears down there were pretty big, fat. You know,
they just waddle right down the street. They didn't try to hide from anything.
What time would they be out usually?
Early evening.
Really?
Know, yeah.
Like 4 or 5 or 6?
Well, probably later than that, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, it'd be when the sun was going down or already down, but they were out rummaging around, you know, garbage.
Right.
Getting anything they could get into.
Right.
They were pretty brave down there. But this one here, I don't know, it starts with a D, DeCamp or DeKalb or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty close to Cochranton, and man, was he big. I never seen one that big.
Jeez. Right, right, right.
Boy, I'm glad I don't live down here.
Yeah, that's a place down there that they have a lot of bears down there for sure, yeah.
Well, they got one big one, I know that. Whew.
Right.
It's between Cooperstown and Cochranton on the whatever.
Oh, I'm looking here. There's Fredericksburg, so you went south, and you said...
Yeah, southwest of Cooperstown, I guess you could say.
Southwest of Cooperstown.
On the way to Cochranton.
Oh, I see. Yeah. There's Cooperstown and Wattsville, Utica, Charlton. I don't know. I don't see anything on there. But I believe you.
173. Find 173.
Yeah, we're on the maps right now looking.
Yeah.
I'm looking here. My eyes are kind of sore, too.
You see 173?
Yeah, I'm looking. There's 417. You say 173?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know.
It goes from Cooperstown to... Or no, 173 goes from 27 down to 322.
Yeah, I don't see that. Huh. Yeah, there's a lot of places down there that they could hide in.
Starts with a D, I know that.
Right. Dempsey Town?
No.
There's Cherry Tree.
You're way off.
I'm way off. Here's Cockerton right there.
Okay, we'll just go 173 north from Cockerton.
Right there it is, 173, found it.
Okay, right up in there.
Stars on their coating.
It's right up in there someplace. There's a donation or...
Donation.
No, that's the name of the road at Cooper's. What's this?
Garnish? No. Galmish? Oh, I know those people. I know people that are Galmish. Dieter? Dieter Road. There's Dieter Road.
No.
Yeah, there's not any names, towns there at all. That's weird.
There's one big church there.
Oh.
And the rest are farms.
Yeah, there's some churches out there.
But it definitely had a name.
Right, right.
And the name of the road.
Yeah, there's a lot of... I know the Galmishes out there. It's actually... My aunt's married to a Galmish and lives out there. It's a nice place to live. Deer Run. I know about all those out there. But yeah, it's a, you know, different place out there. It's quiet. Wilson Mills, Frenchtown, Guy's Mills. I know all those.
They got one big bear out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll have to, you know, sometime take a picture of the bears you got on your place. You know, Deckard's Road?
Deckard's, that's the name of it.
Yeah. You were on Deckard's Road then, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was just northeast of Deckard's.
Right.
Holy catfish.
Yeah, there's some big ones out there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to meet him in a...
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, I keep on forgetting that Cockerton...
Deckard's, that's the name of it.
Cockerton has French Creek running through it, and I keep on forgetting about that.
Oh, yeah, that's what all those people get by as firewood to get...
Camps on the French Creek?
Cabins and whatnot, right along French Creek.
So many people are doing that.
There's a bunch of Air Force people there, a colonel and his brothers and...
Right.
Wives and everything, they have a couple.
French Creek is a beautiful creek to have.
It was very high, too.
Yeah.
Last time I was there, just a few days ago.
Right. Well, if we didn't have the dam in Union City, then it'd be even higher. They wouldn't have the houses there. But the next one's the Black Keys. I will admit.
I don't know who they are.
I like them. They're from the, I don't know what year they started, but whenever they started, boy, they really connected with me. And they kind of... This different band, unique, you know.
Well, that's what we're shooting for, different to
them. Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
A little bit more grungy, a little bit more dirty on their sound, but that's their style, I guess you'd say. They put some little bit of fuzz to their sound, we'll call it, you know, a bluesy rock. So here it is.
Sweet to the rain.
That was a little bit of ditty there.
A little
there.
Extra there.
Yeah, a little extra. We had to be
hey,
quiet.
It's about an hour. We got one. We always save the best for last. So.
Yeah, it kind of. This is the song that started it all. So it's kind of ironic that I'm putting it at the end. But I was going down this journey of hearing different music of like the. It was really like the unknown hits that before they became famous. What did they sound like before they got famous, and did they change their sound? And some of these bands did change their sound a little bit, but this one here is before Stevie Nicks, I believe. She wasn't in the band yet. And
Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah, for Fleetwood Mac. And I personally like this song. I mean, Stevie Nicks is good in my eyes, you know. She's a good singer. And but this one here is like, whoa, this is different sound for sure.
I wonder if she's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's still alive, I believe. We better check here. Stevie Nicks. This is really the beauty of we can be right on the internet and type this. She said this says is, so she still is alive. This is what got started here for me, where I started going down this rabbit hole.
Well, everybody stay healthy, be happy, try to be kind to each other. That seems to work better than anything else. I mean, being kind, you know, comes back to haunt you.
Right.
In a good way.
Right.
So be healthy, be happy, be careful.
Right.
And we'll see y'all next week, but we'll leave you with a little Fleetwood Mac, early Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
Okay?
Story seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of a playing field. Be
because there's no explaining what your imagination can make you see and feel. Somebody likes nothing. You're hypnotized. Now it's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange pond. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seems like rain. They got me hypnotized. And I know that's right. Where a man can fly over mountains and hills. And he don't need an airplane or some kind of engine, and he never will. Now you know it's a meaningless question to ask if those stories are right. 'Cause what matters most is the feeling you get. Hypnotized. When it seems like a dream, they got you hypnotized. Your body means nothing. You're hypnotized. It seems like a dream.